Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We're talking Spotsylvania this morning, and especially Spotsylvania Stars and Stripes is this Saturday, and we're going to get into all of that and also talk about a number of events. It's a busy summer and early fall in Spotsylvania, and we'll get into all of that. Debbie Ayler is back with us. Debbie, I haven't seen you in a long time, the tourism manager for Spotsylvania.
Yeah, we've been busy, though.
You have been busy. This last weekend, there was the reenactment was a pretty big deal.
Well, it was a living history weekend. It wasn't necessarily
a Well, yeah, I call it a reenactment, but yeah, it was living history.
Yes, it was very successful. We had people from all over the place. Well, I would ask them where they came from. We had Texas, Arkansas, Pennsylvania, Maryland, everywhere. It's exciting.
The weather was boy, you couldn't have hit. The weather was kind of low humidity and breezy and sunny, and all the pictures I saw on Facebook that people were taking, it was just it looked like a reenactment to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it did. It was pleasant. People were able to walk because it was a lot of walking involved.
Yeah,
and it wasn't so hot for the reenactors to have to be out in the heat.
So then you kind of pivot from that to Stars and Stripes this weekend.
Yes, we do. And Lindsay does all of Stars and Stripes. The Parks and Rec manages most of that, but all of that. We just help with, we open the historic buildings is what tourism does.
Lindsay Leacher from Parks and Rec. And Lindsay, it's always, the last few years when you've been in charge, you have a walkie-talkie that is pretty much from 3 to midnight almost, kind of stuck to your ear.
Yes, my husband says I just need to wear a headband and just attach it to my face.
But there's just everybody's wanting to find you, but this has got now. What year is this now for Stars and Stripes?
This is number 15.
Wow,
yes.
This is kind of one of those big kind of years.
Yes, number 15. So we do have a couple additions. It's growing. We've got some new things happening this year to celebrate the 15th year.
We're going to get into that in just a second. 3 o'clock is when that's when everything starts.
Yes, it's open from starts at 3 o'clock. We've got the fireworks at 9:20, so we'll end about 10 o'clock. So 3 to 10, we'll be out in the Spotsylvania Courthouse District.
Last year was the first time I had ever seen the fireworks.
You've been missing out.
I know. I know. Oh, Debbie's got me a little. I know. I left early. I've been there most years, but I left early. Because I didn't want to deal with the traffic and everything. But I decided I needed to stay. And they are really as advertised. They are spectacular.
They're really good. We have just an amazing company. The gentleman, Eric, that leads the fireworks team, he is so – I didn't know there was so much knowledge about fireworks. I thought it was just press a button, shoot them off,
yeah,
it's done. But, I mean, he knows every single little – I mean, it's an art form to these guys. And they really – that really comes across, and that really shows in their displays that they take a lot of pride in it and work really hard. It's really awesome.
So I learned my lesson last year that sometimes it's good just to stay around and wait for them because it really was worth it.
Yeah.
So and then when 4th of July came, I'd already seen my fireworks, and they really are. When you talk about best in the area fireworks, they really are best in the area.
Thank you. Yeah, and like I said, it's all to American Fireworks, and they do such an incredible job. They're just so professional, and we go out there and they show us the different cannons and the different balls, and I had no idea that there was that much involved. So, you really get a good respect for what these guys do and the art form that it is to them.
Well, they start putting all that together, and they're there all afternoon, really, assembling all of that stuff.
They're there as early as 6 or 7 a.m. starting to put...
That early?
Yes. There are thousands and thousands of shells that are shot off, and they have to load each and every one of those shells. And get them all synced up, get them all hooked to the wiring stuff, the powder that lights them. And they're all synced with the computer and with the music. And, it's just a lot involved.
It is. Oh, it is. I first, from Bill Carroll from here does the music, and I know he's in touch with them, and there really is coordination.
Yes, there's tons of coordination between, you know, Bill here at the radio station and the fireworks company and us, and, you know, just make the fire marshal, he's, you know, super involved. We've got our maintenance staff that makes sure everything is, you know, set in an order, and the grass has to be cut certain ways, and, you know, trees have to be pulled back, and fencing needs to go up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's definitely a team effort for this whole event, and we couldn't do it without, you know, all of the different groups that we are associated with for this event.
Speaking of a team event, I mean, it really is a team event, because before everything even gets started, I mean, there are road closures that have to take place, and I guess that's one of the first things to talk about is just how to get to Stars and Stripes.
So, there in the Courthouse District area, there is a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of construction in the area. So the parking is a tad bit different than in previous years. We do have parking on the corner of Courthouse Road and Brock Road. That is a $5 donation to the Spotsylvania Athletic Boosters. And that is very, very limited this year due to construction going on in that area.
Okay.
We do have free parking in the public safety lot that's off of Dean Ridings Lane. And then we have increased our shuttles. So we are really, really encouraging anybody to take those shuttles. They're great, especially if you don't want to sit in traffic. Mm-hmm. This pulls you out of the traffic,
yeah.
pulls you out of the event area. And, I mean, they're free. So you can catch those shuttle buses from Cortland Elementary School, from the Spotsylvania Career and Technical Center, and from Courthouse Road Elementary School this year. So you can go to any three of those locations. We have 17 school buses that are on a complete round robin.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes. Yep. We fill 17 buses. They go to each and every school every time. They drop you off right at R.E. Lee Elementary School. So you're smack in the middle of the event. And then at the end, the best part at the end of the fireworks, when everybody's like scrambling to get out of there, there's 17 buses waiting to completely fill up, and they get police escorted out before anybody in the event gets to move.
And that's why you want to take a shuttle.
Use the shuttles. Yes, use the shuttles.
Courthouse Road Elementary, is that the first time because I know it's usually been at Cortland, so if you expand, is that?
Yes, so that's brand new, and we're publicizing the Career and Technical Center, which we don't usually. You know, there's construction going on at Cortland High School, so that's
right.
kind of limited our parking.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Cortland Elementary School, the Career and Technical Center, and Courthouse Road, and especially Courthouse Road, because that takes you so far away from the traffic. You pop right out of Courthouse Road, and you can get to wherever you're going after the fireworks.
Yeah. No, so, like you say, consider the shuttles, and especially if you're coming a little bit later on. The public safety building, that parking lot will fill up.
That parking lot will fill up. We expect the field parking to fill up within the first couple of hours, just because it is so limited. So, you know, just kind of be prepared and know your route and really consider those shuttle buses.
Spotsylvania Stars and Stripes, it starts at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Lindsay Leach is here from Parks and Rec, Debbie Ayler here with tourism, and we're talking about that and some other things going on in Spotsylvania. When we come back, we will continue to talk about Stars and Stripes, just the entertainment that is going on Saturday. Again, Stars and Stripes, the 15th annual Stars and Stripes in Spotsylvania this Saturday. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Opinions, we've all got them, and we'd like to hear yours on Town Talk. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Stars and Stripes in Spotsylvania. The Stars and Stripes Spectacular is this Saturday. We're talking about that this morning with Debbie Ayler and Lindsay Leach from Spotsylvania County. Debbie's is the tourism manager, and Lindsay is with Parks and Rec, the special events coordinator. And boy, this is your big day.
Yes, this is the big day. Not just for me, but for our entire department, really for the county. I mean, there's just so many people involved in making this happen. So, you know, I don't want to take all the credit because, I mean, truly our park staff, those guys are the backbone behind everything. They've already started. They're already out on site putting up fences and closing roads and gathering equipment and setting things up, cutting grass. So it truly is a big team event.
You have four stages. You've got an oldies stage, the main stage, the bluegrass stage, and the children's stage.
Yes, sir.
And they all, a few years ago, I got to be the host, I think, on the bluegrass stage. And it's so interesting on each stage. Is it's kind of – everybody just kind of camps out there for the day. And the whole stage idea is a great thing.
Yeah. I mean, we try to get – quite the eclectic mix, obviously, with the different things that are going on. And we do find that people just, they're people that come, have been there all 15 years and want to sit right there at the bluegrass stage.
Yeah.
And that's their stage and that's their spot and that's where they go. You know, same with the main stage and even the, you know, the oldies stage, the Merchant Square Pavilion stage, that one's probably the one that changes the most. But I mean, people truly, they find their spot, they find what they like and they camp right out.
I found out that the year I did the bluegrass stage, the person who had done it for a number of years couldn't make it, and I was truly an outsider because they all kept saying, "You know, whatever happened to why isn't Adam here?" And I truly felt like I was an outsider on that stage. But it is people. Yeah. I think a lot of times people at these stages that's they kind of every year gather.
It's
and
like family.
It's yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and people get a routine. This is, you know, kind of a yearly tradition for a lot of families and a lot of couples. And, you know, we try to, there's a very fine line between changing things up and, you know, revamping the event and also keeping the nostalgia and keeping things the same so that people who, you know, it is their tradition come back each and every year. So.
You've got a number of different acts on all the different stages. The children's stage is really the most fun, I think. I mean, there's all kinds of things, and the kids have just a great time.
They have a great time. There's, you know, that's probably the most energetic stage. You're dealing with children, first off. But we've got dancing groups, and we've got, you know, magicians and karate groups, and it's just a constant rotation, a lot of fun. You know, we encourage any families with young children, go check it out because it is a really fun area. It's, you know, decorated really cute, and, you know, there's other things to do over there, too. There's, you know, moon bounces, all the sheriff's department activities. So, I mean, a lot happening in all three areas of the event.
That was good. Just to say to you that with the rides, the sheriff's office has a number of their things out, and in fire and rescue, this is the same thing. That it really is a chance, especially for young kids, that the time goes quickly because there's a lot of things to do.
Yeah, the time goes quickly. The sheriff's office, I mean, they bring every piece of equipment that they have is out there. Every department that they have, every group. It's actually really impressive and really incredible to see how much they've got going on. And same with fire and rescue over at the Merchant Square building. Behind that, that's where the fire and rescue set up. And there's fire trucks, there's ambulances. New this year, we're actually doing kind of a touch a truck event behind the Merchant Square building off of Old Battlefield Boulevard. So there'll be race cars. There's a race car simulator. There's monster trucks. There's the Mission Barbecue Bam Bam truck. Tons and tons of stuff, especially, you know, young boys and young kids that want to go see all the fire trucks and ambulance and tow trucks and race cars. There's tons of stuff back there.
Maybe not even the kids either. I might want to go and touch things.
Oh, yes. Yes, the man children.
One of the things you're doing, and I just saw this on Facebook the other day that it seems kind of cool, is you get a – you can get a bracelet or an armband and with a phone number.
Yeah, so over the past couple of years, we've noticed a lot of children that just wander away from their parents. And, you know, with such a big event, that's something that happens. So, you know, we kind of put our heads together and try to find a way to help combat that. So at any of our info stations or any of our first aid stations, parents can stop and get a wristband for their children. The parents put the parent's phone number on the wristband. And if the child wanders off and any of our staff sees a child by themselves, there's a phone number to call to meet that parent back up with their child, you know, easily.
That's a great idea.
Thanks.
It kind of gives you just kind of peace of mind just in case.
Yes. Yep. And just in case, and I mean, it doesn't take but 2 seconds to stop, grab your child a wristband, throw your phone number on it, and, you know, if anything were to happen, God forbid, you know, we've got a way to communicate with the parent and to easily find them and, you know, kind of give parents a peace of mind that, hey, if my child's wandering, we've got enough staff and orange shirts all over the vent. They will find them. We will find the child, and we will call you.
A couple of other things. Because it's going to be so hot, you're going to want to be hydrated. And I know usually the county usually passes out water to people.
Yeah, so we will actually have 6 cooling stations. We've got misting fans. We've got, you know, big air fans. We've got coolers of water. And then we do have several churches and different businesses from around town that will be set up at different vendor spaces, mm-hmm. handing out free water too. You know, a huge thank you to Coleman's Towing. They do a huge, huge job. And I mean, they're on Gators. And if you look hot, they've got water in their hands.
It's true.
I mean, they go all over the event and make sure that, you know, if you need water, you've got water. So, yes, please stay hydrated. People are welcome to bring in coolers. If you need to, you know, bring your own snacks, bring your own drinks, you're welcome to do so. Find a place to camp out and, you know, just make sure you've got sunscreen, hat, all that kind of good stuff on. And be prepared for the heat. But don't let that deter you from coming on out.
Now, it really is the kind of thing you can find a spot, and even if it's hot, just find a place in the shade and just cool off and relax. It's a great people watching kind of day too.
Yes. It's truly an event for everybody. You know, we get the older couples, we get young people, mm-hmm. we get, you know, groups of teenagers, we get families. So, you know, we encourage anybody and everybody to come on out, because we try to make it very dynamic and very inclusive to everyone. So, you know, we've got tons of stuff going on, and really, you know, hope to have a niche for anybody that wants to come out.
Plus, we'll have the historic courthouse and the historic jail be open, and they're both air conditioned. So if you want to take a little tour in those two places, you can get cooled off.
Which those are two really interesting places, and people should go through them. It was just a few years ago that I went through for the first time and thought, this is really good stuff.
Yeah, they've redone the jail, and you can actually go and get your picture taken behind the bars.
Yeah,
so it's really cool. And we'll have somebody with you in the courthouse, because it's still being used as a courthouse, but it's still very historic. They've taken the 1965 jail off the side of the building, and they're restoring it to what it looked like in 1865.
Yeah, I haven't been out there to see that, but I know that's going to be a great thing. The other thing, Lindsay, you probably don't want to that you shouldn't bring with as many people, and it gets loud and everything, is it's probably not a good area for dogs.
No, we ask that you please keep your pets at home. It is incredibly hot. First off, it's very crowded. It gets very loud during the fireworks. I mean, they're set off right on top of you, basically.
So yeah.
I mean, the noise is it's very loud, and it's just not a place for pets. So while we do want to make it for the whole family, keep your furry family at home.
Yeah. Now it really is the kind of day that you can make a lot of memories and just have a lot of fun. You have covered it all as far as, I mean, with you, there's so much going on. And right there by the Hobart Building, and then over in, is it Merchant Square? Is that what that's called?
Yes.
That whole area, you walk over there, and that's a full area. You got a stage over there and activities.
Yeah, so we've got the courthouse area where the historic courthouse and the current courthouse are. That's full. The Hobart Building and all around the Hobart Building, there's vendors, there's food vendors, there's a dunk tank from the schools, there's barrel train and inflatables. Same with R.E. Lee. There's the main stage. There's rides and inflatables for the kids. And then Merchant Square is just jam packed and full. Just food vendors, business vendors, the touch a truck area, the fire and rescue programs, the rush hour live escapes. They're bringing a mobile escape room out. We've got military recruiters and just everything.
One of the things we have not talked about is something new this year, the parade.
Yes, the parade. This is kind of commemorating our 15th year. We are introducing the Stars and Stripes Parade. That does start at 3:30. Mm-hmm. The parade route runs from basically the bluegrass stage, so on the side of the Holbert Building behind the magistrate's office. It's going to run the front of the Holbert Building, take the left-hand turn to run through the side of the Holbert Building, and then go up and meet in front of the main stage. And then at the main stage, at the conclusion of the parade, we've got a big opening ceremonies. We've got the Pledge of Allegiance. We've got the Star-Spangled Banner. We've got the convocation and prayer. And then the bands will kick off as soon as we're done there. So Big Rob gets us started.
So you want to be there if it starts, the event starts at 3, but be part of the parade.
Yes, be part of the parade. You're welcome to come and watch it. But if you want to hop in and walk with us, bring your decorations and
sparklies.
Yes, your sparklies, yeah. Your pinwheels. That's what I was going for, a pinwheel. And hop on in. We've got over 170 walkers pre-registered.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is going to be a big parade.
It is. Yeah. So we've got, like I said, over 170 pre-registered, and we will welcome anybody that pulls on up and wants to hop in line with us.
Be there by 3:30 and be part of the parade. Is that something you should pre-register for?
If you want to let us know, then you can contact our Parks and Rec office. But if it's a last minute decision and you just show up,
okay.
We'll take you too.
Spotsylvania Stars and Stripes. It's a Saturday. Begins at 3 o'clock in the courthouse area. The fireworks about 9:15 or so, and we will talk about this again before we get out of here this morning. Lindsay Leach here from Parks and Rec. Debbie Ayler here with Tourism. And again, it is Spotsylvania Stars and Stripes on Saturday. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Much more coming up on News Talk 1230 WFE. We'll get into some of the events that are taking place the rest of the summer and into the fall. When we come back on News Talk 1230 WFEA, it's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFEA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania, our focus this morning, Stars and Stripes, one of the topics we've talked about. We'll talk about that again, but there are a number of things going on in the county that we're going to touch on that you may be interested to know about. Debbie Ayler here, the tourism manager, and Lindsay Leach with Parks and Rec, the special events coordinator. Debbie, this is the thing is, I mean, you're busy all year round. I mean,
yes.
You have stuff going on just about every weekend.
Yes, we try to keep something, at least one thing every month going. So we,
yeah.
And we pull a lot of the events. A lot of people are working on their own events, and we try to help them advertise and help get the word out about those things.
The next thing coming up after Stars and Stripes is the Y has had this kids race. And I guess this will be the last component of it. It started with the Great Train Race, then there was the race at Shannon Airport, and it's going to conclude at Dominion Raceway.
Right, and so the to register for that, you get to run around the track at Dominion Raceway. So they're doing something unusual there, and then you just register through the YMCA.
So that will be on July 7th, and just go to the Y website and sign up for that. Then an event that it's a crafts festival in the courthouse area.
It's a fine arts festival in the courthouse area.
Oh, okay.
So it's a juried art show, and
okay.
So in order to be in it, your work has to be judged before you can even be in this.
Oh,
show.
I didn't know that.
Yes. And so we had about 30 entries last year. This year we have 70 so far. So it's everything from jewelry and soap and metalwork to paintings. And we have one guy that does driftwood sculptures. He's bringing a horse that you can actually sit on. The kids can sit on. That's made out of driftwood.
Incredible.
Yeah. It's amazing what people's crafts that they do. That it's amazing.
So if someone's interested in doing this, where can they find out information?
They go to the SpotsyArtsFestival.com. Okay. You register in there. Janice Jones is putting all of this together. She's coordinating everything. We will be covering everything from the courthouse long in front of the Judicial Center all the way down in front of the historic courthouse and jail. So it starts on Saturday morning, the 10th of August, and we'll run till about 5 that evening. And then on Sunday, it starts again at 10 and runs till about 3. We have lots of people coming through. There's lots of parking down at the public safety lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people can walk over. They have food vendors. Well, there'll be some great food vendors there. So you can get your food and sit around and look at art.
Was last year the first year?
Yes, it was the very first year.
That's what I thought.
I was surprised at how successful it was, actually, with the amount of people that it drew. Because it's something different. We also won an award for niche tourism, and the Virgo Award won. That was our fifth Virgo Award that we've gotten. It's a Virginia Association of Destination Marketing Organizations, VADMO, has this Virgo Award every year. And so we've gotten it because we've come up with unusual things in the county to
Yeah. Do. Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
It really was interesting, and you could buy things, and it was that's why I called it a craft show. But it's much more than a craft show. But you can buy things. That was the cool thing about that.
Yes, you can. You can buy everything from a Windsor chair to a little a brooch. You know, it's and it's all handcrafted. It is all handcrafted, but it's a lot of thought and work went into it. So
you can get early Christmas presents, perhaps.
That's right, early Christmas presents, or get something for yourself, or however you want to do that.
So that will be August 10th and 11th, and again, it's the Spotsylvania Fine Arts Festival. This hasn't been around. This has only just been a few years, but the Shannon Airport does a fly-in. And if you haven't been to Shannon Airport lately, you're missing something, just because that museum there, it's almost like that museum is, it's like a Smithsonian museum in Spotsylvania. It's that good.
It is. It's a great museum, and they have a great interpretation of the aircraft that you're seeing. You're seeing everything from a World War I aircraft to more modern things. Virginia Aeronautical Society, Historical Society, is based there, mm-hmm. and they help manage the museum. And they've got more than just planes. So you've got artifacts and things like that that are there to see. So the Shannon, the fly-in is a big deal. It is a fee to get in, but they have trick-or-treating at the different tents and things mm-hmm. like that you can do. They have you can walk through the airplanes. They'll bring some airplanes out there that you can actually get in and look at and learn a lot more about flying.
No, it really what's available there at Shannon Airport and what they have done, it's really becoming a tourism spot. Mm-hmm. And the cafe there has got some really good food.
Oh, yeah. They've remodeled that recently.
Oh, I haven't seen it since then. I didn't know they had that.
Yeah, they've done a little remodeling, so it's easier to get to the counter, and it looks really good in there.
And the food is really good, and the milkshakes are good, and the sandwiches are good. It's all good. But again, that's look for that. That's later in October. The fly-in at Shannon Airport. Then you've got there's a lot of things that are just always going on. I'll let you run through kind of just what people, the things that are going on, kind of long term here.
Sure. Every weekend at Gordon Road, there's the Farmers Market. And then on Wednesdays at Spicy Regional Medical Center, there's a Farmers Market that's from 3 to 6.
Which is nice. Having those Farmers Markets, you're not always tied into it, especially if you're a Spotsylvania resident, driving downtown sometimes takes a while. So it's nice that you kind of handle both areas of the county, or it's easy to get to one or the other.
Yeah, and it's like a social event when you go to the Gordon Road. Oh. People know each other, and
yes.
They're drinking coffee, and they've got a donut, and it's just, you know, they're kind of hanging out. Sometimes there's somebody playing music.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of fun. Miller Farms is open every day except Sunday. They have the pick your own. They just finished strawberries. They're doing blackberries now. They have their homegrown tomatoes, and then they'll have pumpkins in the fall. So they're always there. And if you have kids, they have this big pile of dirt you can take your kids to, and they can just play in the dirt. It's just a lot of fun.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah, yeah. At Wilderness Run and 1781 Brewing out on Route 3, they have music almost every weekend. Usually it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They're doing Saturday, I think it is, they're doing on the July 4th, they're doing a 5 and 10K run around the vineyard. So that makes it a lot of fun. They have special events a lot of times.
The Wilderness Run Vineyards, that's out on Route 3, almost. It's almost, you're almost at Route 20.
That's correct.
Where they're at.
That's right. And it's actually during the Battle of Chancellorsville, it's where Stonewall Jackson was taken to have his arm amputated.
Yeah.
And we're getting ready to put up a Civil War trail marker there.
Oh, okay.
So that'll be a new addition out there. And then it's also nearby where Lafayette camped when he was in the Revolutionary War. So there's a lot of history.
I was going to say, there's a lot of history out there. And, I mean, they've been there for a few years now, but they've got a sign up there now. And it seems like there really are a lot of activities that go on there.
Yeah, it's always busy. You got both, you know, you got the winery and the brewery, so you can hit both.
Yeah.
And then they've got the cigar lounge and stuff like that. So, and then down at Dominion, at the other side of the county, they have a lot of racing on Saturdays. They've got the streetcar racings that they do Thursday or Friday. And then NASCAR is coming up. They're going to do a NASCAR race this Friday. Saturday. So they're always busy. But then the Groove Music Hall has music. They've got a big band coming in July 27th. Ricky Skaggs and Lonesome River Band will be there.
Oh, wow, okay.
They're working with Mr. B's Park to have a special package, so you can go to Mr. B's Bluegrass Festival, and then they'll bus you up to the Ricky Skaggs concert.
Okay.
So you'll be hot down at Mr. B's, and then come and cool off up at the Ricky Skaggs.
Yeah,
the
music. I've been to that music hall. It's a nice setup there.
Yeah, it is nice. That's where we also did the Soapbox Derby this year. Is at Dominion, and we had the awards ceremony in there.
This is the second year now that the Soapbox Derby has been there, and it's been on. It was a couple Sundays ago.
Yeah, it was the first weekend in June.
Yeah,
first Sunday of June, so we had it there, and it was a success. We had double eliminations this time, which every kid got to come down the hill at least four times.
Oh, okay.
And we've got three that are going to Akron in a couple of weeks, so they're...
Good luck to them.
Yeah, good luck. So we hope they win big.
That's a nice area to be able to have it, just because there's parking, and it's easy in and easy out.
Yeah, yeah. And then they had the... food truck, the vendor set up there,
yeah.
And so that worked out good. And then you had the nice indoor restrooms. So
yeah.
That made it nice, too.
Yeah.
So good venue for that. So,
Have we covered everything?
Well, Paragon Theaters is doing the free kid movies on Tuesdays through Thursdays, so that's a good place to cool off again this summer. And then Hunchback of Notre Dame is being done by the Fredericksburg Academy in July and August. So Spotsylvania Town Center does Games on the Green. They're doing that this coming weekend, so that's good. And I wanted to mention our visitor center has been updated. We have new carpet in there, and we've got new showcases, and we have more merchandise. We have Virginia's for Lovers merchandise and Spotsy merchandise that's for sale, and we've moved the love sign over in front of the visitor center at South Point.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So
I didn't know that.
Yes, we moved it right after the food truck rodeo. So you're missing the love sign for Stars and Stripes,
yes.
but it's you have to send them over to the visitor center, and we decorate it. We try to decorate it for each holiday that's coming up. So.
I'll have to go by there because I have not been over there, and a lot of times you kind of forget about it until you go to the DMV, and then you're leaving DMV, and after spending hours and hours there, and you see it. But yeah, no, I. a lot of the Spotsylvania County stuff over the years, I've bought some things there just because it's some good stuff and it's worth checking out.
Yeah, it is. And we've upped the, you know, what we have to offer. So it's a lot of good things that are in there too. So you have to come by and check us out.
That's all. What are the hours for that?
It's 7 days a week, 9 to 5.
Oh, okay. That's easy enough.
Yeah.
In the Parks and Rec world, do you have anything anything going on in the next few months that you want to talk about, Lindsay?
Yeah. So right after Stars and Stripes on Saturday, July 13th, we've got Christmas in July pool party. So we've got Christmas music and we'll all be dressed in Christmas clothes going on at L'Oreal Pool. So it's a pool party, but it's a Christmas pool party. And then that starts at 7:30 in the evening and runs until 9:30. And at about 9 o'clock, we'll be showing Prep and Landing on a big inflatable screen. So, you know, the little elves at Christmas time.
Yeah.
So, you know, getting everybody geared up for Christmas a little early this year. In July, we will start registration for our Kids Galaxy Glow Run. And the Glow Run is on Saturday, October 6th. That is a huge event and really, really fun. It's something that we started a couple years ago. But it's for kids 13 and under. We have a quarter mile option. We have a 1 mile option. And kids get, I mean, we do glow-in-the-dark t-shirts and glow-in-the-dark medals and everything glows in the dark. It's a lot of fun. And then after you race in the evening, you run your race, and then we show a movie on the big screen, too. So we'll be watching Scooby-Doo's Spookiest Tales after that one. And then on Saturday, September 7th, we have our family movie night, and that's at L'Oreal Park. We'll be watching Bumblebee. The Transformers movie. So we've got that going on. That I believe gates open at 7 o'clock for that. And I know I've gone all kinds of out of order. But and then on Saturday, August 10th, after you stop by the Fine Arts Festival, come back to L'Oreal Pool. We've got our Flickin' Float that night, and we're watching Moana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That is amazing that you just did that without any notes. I guess when you work with it every day and organize it, you learn that.
Yes.
I also see that, I've never seen it in person, but I know people that have done it. On September 7th, the pool party that you do where you can bring dogs.
Yes, that's the doggone pool party. That's one of our favorites, and I can't believe I forgot that one. But yeah, bring your dogs out. They get to swim around. We've got little tennis balls and towels that we give to all of our puppy dogs that come out. It's a blast, and we have, you know, a bunch of different businesses and rescues and stuff from around the area that'll be there. They set up, and you know, they get hand out dog treats, and you know, it's like just a little puppy festival.
I mean, yeah.
People make friends, and the dogs make friends, and the humans make friends, and it's just a blast. Last year we had about I believe about 80 dogs out there swimming.
Well, on a day when it's going to be 90 degrees, I hate to even bring this up, but
yes.
I notice on the list here, I can't believe the Christmas parade, December 7th. That's going to be here before you know it.
Yeah, it is going to be here before we know it. We do get started with registration about August 12th, I believe it is. This year's theme is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. So we're really excited to see how, you know, people kind of interpret that and what kind of ideas they come up with. Hopefully a lot of kids will make it easy. Just walk in your pajamas. Don't even get dressed that day. Just walk in your pajamas.
You can do that.
Yeah.
But really, if you want to put a float together or things like that, I mean, I know some people that really put a lot of effort into floats.
Yeah, there's people that, I mean, you get a little bit of everything. You know, we love when, you know, it's just the walking groups that just want to, you know, be out and be festive, and then all the way to people that, I mean, just spend months and months, you know, handcrafting these huge built floats. You know, some shoot bubbles. We've had them, you know, smoke. And
the one last year, I mean, and I'm sure Ben's going to do one again.
Yes, he is. He sketched it out. He hasn't shared his sketch yet.
Oh, I haven't heard about that.
Yes, he said I needed to wait until after Stars and Stripes and focus on one thing at a time. So, I mean, just some of these floats, I mean, are just incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, we're looking way, way ahead. And then another great event. So while we're looking ahead, we might as well The Luminary is the next night, December the 8th at the courthouse. That's last year got rain. Last year it was inside and it was not the same. It's great when it can be outside.
Yeah.
Going to be here before you know it.
It will be. Yep. And that's another really good one. It's just a very peaceful night. You know,
yeah.
And you just kind of find that calm within the holidays that mm-hmm. night. And it's just great to, you know, hear some of the local choirs and school chorus groups that come out. And we've got some real talent in the community, especially these, you know, middle school and high school groups. Some of them are just incredible with what they come up with. And I love that event.
When we come back, we will talk about something that's not so peaceful, the Stars and Stripes Spectacular.
That is right.
It's loud and it's big, and we'll give you, again, some real quick information on what's going on this Saturday. Stars and Stripes starts at 3 o'clock in the courthouse area. Lindsay Leach, Debbie Ayler here from Spotsylvania County this morning. We will wrap this up when we come back. Town Talk, financed by Deakin Wealth Management, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Music. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Big event on Saturday in Spotsylvania. Big event in the area on Saturday. It's the Spotsylvania Stars and Stripes. Starts at 3 in the courthouse area. Fireworks about 9:15 or so. Lindsay Leach and Debbie Ayler from Spotsylvania County here this morning. I guess the big thing, Lindsay, is just the parking, and kind of go into it with a plan. And if you can, take the shuttles, because like you said earlier, that'll get you probably in and out fastest.
Yes. You know, like I said, the parking is a bit different this year. We've lost a lot of our space on site due to some construction and some different things happening in the area. But we have increased our shuttles. We've increased the, you know, places that you can go. So again, you can catch those shuttles from Cortland Elementary School, from the Spotsylvania Career and Technical Center, and from Courthouse Road Elementary School. And they get you in, they drop you right off in the center of the event, so you can, you know, hit everything that you want to hit, and then they take you outside of the event, the road closures and the mass of people that are there in the evenings. So those shuttles do start running at 2:45, and then they'll run until everybody is cleared after the fireworks.
Yeah, and like you said, if you go to Courthouse Road, you're kind of outside the area. You're gonna be able to get in your car and just zip on home.
Yes. Yep. Especially if you're at Courthouse Road. I mean, you avoid all the traffic. You avoid all the road closures, just the masses of people, you know, trying to come out of the public safety lot and the neighborhoods that are around and stuff. So we're really encouraging people to use those shuttle buses. It's a great service. It's completely free. And, you know, it can save people a lot of time, a lot of headache. Because like I said, at the end of the evening, the fireworks go off, and when the fire marshal gives us the go-ahead to clear the roads and open things up, those roads stay closed until all 17 buses are out with a police escort.
Mm-hmm.
So, they, I mean, they get you out. They get you out, and you don't have to wait for anything.
You don't have to worry about your car and, you know, getting blocked in. And because a lot of times you may park close to the event, but then everybody's leaving, and you sit there for 20 minutes, a half hour.
Yep, and you know, just like any place, when you've got the amount of people that we have, there's kind of, you know, one way in and one way out, and we have to follow police direction. You know, so if you are parked on site, just be patient. Just, you know, understand that we've got thousands and thousands of people with a mass exodus. So, you know, we do need to do it in an orderly, safe fashion. And the sheriff's office does a wonderful job in making sure that happens. So, you know, just sit back, relax, and just be patient, you know, coming out of there if you're not taking the shuttles. The shuttles are a great service.
The shuttles can be your friend.
Yes.
The fireworks, 9:15 or so, they're the best in the area.
Yes, that's It's what people keep saying. I'm a little biased, but I do agree with that wholeheartedly. Like I said, the company that does them, Eric and his guys from American Fireworks, are fantastic. They're just, they put so much time and so much effort and so much heart into it. And I mean, every show that they do is just truly a work of art.
Yeah.
And that's how they go into every single show is, you know, this one needs to be the best. And we feel that way.
Be there about 3:30 for there's a parade that will be over by the Holbert building. It'll snake around to the main stage.
Yes, sir. Yep. So, be there for 3:30 for the start of the parade. If you're welcome to hop in and join us if you'd like, or just, you know, stand to the sides and watch everybody and wave as they walk by. That is over at the Holbert building, and we'll come to the main stage at R.E. Lee. And then at R.E. Lee, we will have the opening ceremony. So we've got the American Legion 320. They'll be out there to present the colors, Pledge of Allegiance, Star Spangled Banner, and all those things.
Lindsay Leach, Debbie Ayler, thank you so much. It's going to be a big weekend in Spotsylvania. Take in Stars and Stripes and all the other stuff. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by Deakin Wealth Management in Fredericksburg, the financial firm that specializes in providing comprehensive advice for your serious money. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own, and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.